Now,
the rest of the story. This is for anybody who's seen the movie Indiana Jones or will. The real Indiana Jones was not from Indiana, not at all. He was born in Beloit, Wisconsin. His name was Roy Chapman Andrews. Roy Andrews was a real-life archaeologist adventurer. He roamed the most dangerous corners of the earth with a revolver holstered at his side. He lived more than half a century before the motion picture producer George Lucas brought him to life on the big screen. A photograph from Andrews' pre-1930 autobiography reveals the man future generations of moviegoers would readily recognize. He's sitting on a desert hillock holding a 6.5mm Mannlicher rifle in his right hand. He has a bullet-laden ammo belt around his waist. He's wearing dusty leather jack boots, a rumpled wool shirt rolled up at the sleeves, a weather-worn ranger hat with a pheasant feather sprouting saucily from its band. The line of his jaw is hard and lean and clean and lifted slightly as he gazes into the distance. The flaming cliffs of Shabarakasu loom behind him in this breathtaking pose in the heart of the Gobi Desert. This was the real Indy Jones. Indiana Jones, the hunter of missing links, the searcher for dinosaur bones, the crack-shot battler of exotic bandit gangs, champion of virtues, usually reserved for storybook heroes. Some say Roy Andrews had an inborn feel for the theatrical, that he created a heroic character and became that character in every way. Others insist he was just merely the bravest man alive. A rough-and-tumble scholar-explorer who could not resist a challenge, nor would he ever run from a fight. It was Roy Andrews who coined the term Outer Mongolia to mean any utterly remote place, and those were his favorite places. He was forever proposing the impossible to museum executives, suggesting expeditions no one had ever attempted before. One such into the unknown desert regions required 125 camels and a fleet of specially equipped cars. They would travel thousands of miles. They would take 5 years doing it. Roy Andrews did it. He braved the bands of bloodthirsty brigands, temperatures that plummeted from 110 in the shade to a deadly 50 below, wild animals, savage windstorms. Roy Andrews, they say, could sense those storms coming from vast distances, like the dark night he was camped at the flaming cliffs and awoke suddenly so alarmed that he strapped on his six gun. There was a quarter hour of absolute stillness before the air began vibrating. With the dawn arrived a monstrous tawny cloud on the horizon. The first blast of wind was like a dynamite explosion, blew tents in all directions, ripped the very shirt from Andrews' back, and lashed his face with sand until it bled. But not even such rampant nature was a match for the original Indiana Jones. Nor were the Mongol bandits who thought him easy prey, nor the Russians who believed him a spy and dogged him night and day. Now you know he was real. Indiana Jones, who visited the Temple of Doom. Roy Chapman Andrews. Even though Indiana Jones' creator, George Lucas, until recently, did not know what I've just told you. Now, the filmmaker Lucas made those landmark films first. And then he learned from us that once upon a time, his hero came to life. Well, now you know the rest of the story.